Hi there. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about Greg Parry's new blockbuster book, and it's called The 101 Habits for Highly Successful Living.
Hi, and welcome to the One Life Wellbeing Podcast, where your wellbeing always comes first. We're your hosts, Greg, Baron, and Chris, and we're here to help you really make the most of your life. We're going to do this by sharing all the best ways to put wellbeing right at the heart of every day. So join us every week to feel better, to look great, and to start to really enjoy life, because that's what wellness really means. Okay, if you're ready, let's get started.
Hey everyone, I'm Baron Parry, and today I'm going to be interviewing Greg Parry. Hi Greg.
Hi Baron, how are you?
Really well, thanks. We're going to be talking about your brand new blockbuster book, The 101 Habits for Highly Successful Living.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. It's such an exciting title, and I think we all want to know what inspired you to produce 101 Habits.
Yeah, that's a really good question. 101 Habits. Well, the background to this is the fact that you know that we've met some incredibly influential people in our lives who've really demonstrated how to live life successfully. And I think it was really their inspiration that prompted me to gather up all these ideas and to put them together so that, well, everybody can learn how to have an incredibly successful, fulfilled, and happy life by following these really effective and simple principles.
So you're talking about success. How do you define success? Can you give me, for example, three methods of defining success for you that work for you?
Well, that's a very good point. There was some research done in the US many years ago to identify what success meant. And most people thought that success was only measured in financial terms. And the study said, well, you know, that's a little bit limiting. We could expand the concept of success to how people think, how they feel, how they really live their life. So for us, we really want to focus on the idea of having a comfortable life. That's very important. But we need to bring other elements into play as well. We need to talk about the importance of health. I know that's a big issue for you.
That is,
You're always encouraging people to live the healthiest life. But it's also about experiencing a degree of happiness that is real, sustainable, and capable of really carrying you through life and helping you to develop a much greater resistance to things like stress and facing some of the challenges that life tends to throw at us. So success means covering, I guess, really every level of every day's experience. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. So we've spoken about health and happiness. Is there any other ones that are really important there for to measure success?
Yeah, we spoke about money as well, because it's a difficult subject. A lot of people have very strange attitudes towards money. And I guess one of the principles we've touched on is the ability of people to be comfortable with the idea of money, and this idea of being able to perhaps create more abundance in their life it's a very helpful mechanism for allowing people to have more choice, more freedom, have more time to do the things they want. So there is that emphasis, and it's part of the product of the advice that I received from some of my mentors, guys who were very keen to encourage me to live life successfully at every level. So it's about health and it's about wealth, as we said earlier, and it's about developing a sense of peace and calm and happiness that can really sustain you through life.
That's really interesting. That's great. What I'd like to do today is to talk a little bit about what we all want to know about are those habits to create success. So if we take these three areas, let's start with health. Can you think of three steps that we could take on a daily basis, any one of us, to create more health, more success with health?
Yeah, health. I know it's one of your favorite topics. I'm going to start from a slightly different perspective, because I want to talk for a moment about stress. Now, most people will relate to this, because pretty much everybody that I meet and see and work with has too much stress and tension in their lives. The reason I mention this is that stress really degrades the quality of health. I mean, you know that stress will age the body.
Yes,
So anything we can do to deal with the effects of stress, it's going to make a big difference. I'm a very keen advocate for helping people to change the way that they use their bodies, where they sit, just to help them to get into a more relaxed, calmer, more creative posture that really lends itself to being more creative, more productive. But you asked about three things. So I do encourage people to think a little bit more about their posture, so we can counter the stress. But, you know, we are what we eat.
I was waiting for that one.
I was waiting. Yes. You were waiting for that one. So the quality of your nutrition is incredibly important. You can get instant results just by modifying your diet. A lot of it's about taking the things out of the diet process that are really harmful for us. So if you correct your nutrition, you can make a huge contribution to the total quality of your life. And of course, the third thing that most of us tend to miss is moving the body. We're really talking about exercise, aren't we? I know you're an exercise fanatic. You love exercising.
Yes, especially Pilates and yoga.
But you exercise every day.
I certainly do.
I know that, don't I? Uh-huh. But the important thing here is that you don't have to be a marathon runner. You don't have to go to extremes. Just gentle movement every day is going to make a difference. Can I mention something else? I do encourage people, if their health and, I don't know, if their backgrounds will support it, to do exercise every day, to make the body stronger. But you know what's really important? It's my favorite subject here. It's stretching. And everybody thinks that, well, that's just such an unimportant aspect of health. But you know, most people stop moving because their bodies get too painful. And being able to stretch and move and develop natural flexibility, that just makes a huge difference to the
Excellent.
Quality of your life.
Right.
It really is.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's about stretching.
Okay, so we've got stress, we've got the food, and we've got moving the body. Let's take stress. So if we talk about stress, what is the one habit that everyone could adopt every day? Just one thing that would help the stress.
You know, I learned this years ago, and it's my old friend, it's the shoulders. I'm very fond of repeating to everybody every time I get a chance that your shoulders reflect how you think and feel. Really? Yeah. I bet most of the people listening to this are going to be sitting with the shoulders a little bit too far forwards. Maybe the head's a little bit too far forwards. I know. I can see you. If you change the position of your shoulders, just move them back a little bit, not too much, no pain, and then you just release them, this has the most extraordinary effect.
Oh, that does feel better.
Yeah,
I'm trying it myself.
It's
so
almost
everybody
like a little mini massage.
Everybody should try that and do it. Every day, then. That's,
no,
that's
no,
wonderful.
No, no,
just
no, no,
to
no.
have the
no,
one
no, no.
thing.
Every hour.
Every hour. Wow.
Top of the hour. If you start unlocking your shoulders,
yeah.
you have a huge, huge
yeah,
contribution.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the stress thing to do. What's next? Then let's go to food next.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So what is the one thing we could do to improve our eating, have more successful eating
I've got
habits?
To be careful here because I'm sitting opposite a nutritional expert. But if I had to highlight one thing, can I have one and a half?
Well, let's see what your half is. You know.
Okay, it's about eating natural food. I mean, if we can avoid troughing in the processed
so avoid
food.
Avoid the processed food, absolutely.
That's got to be
well,
a huge
I love that answer, I really do.
I thought she was going to hit me with something there, but I think, I mean, I do agree with it, it's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Going the natural route is important. The half thing, oddly enough, is water, it's being just remaining hydrated.
Okay, I'll give you the half then.
Oh, you're too generous. My goodness, I feel totally spoilt. The important thing here is to make sure you've got natural food and just hydrate. Did you see in the news the other day that a surprising proportion of people who go to the doctor with all sorts of strange little ailments, they're suffering from dehydration.
Yes, I did see that.
But can I just correct that? I want to mention it's water. Drinking sugary sodas and fizzy drinks doesn't count. Doesn't count. Not an excuse for you to open up a tin of fizzy drinks. Water is by
it's
far the
be
best
It's got to be natural
thing.
H2O then.
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
it's got to be the H2O.
Excellent. Okay, let's move on to movement. So what is the one thing every day that we could do to help move our body successfully?
Oh, you're going to like this. I think people sit for too long. You
yes.
don't look surprised. You
oh,
know that.
I'm so glad.
You know, most of the guys we work with in the yoga and Pilates areas, they sit just for too long. And here's a strange fact for you. If you're sitting for more than 20 minutes, you know, your hips, your back will start to lock up. I've mentioned the shoulders, which are probably really bad already. You can know what to do to correct your shoulder position. But really, the best cure is just to stand up, roughly every 20 minutes or so. Just stand up, maybe move around a little bit, relax your shoulders and breathe, and it makes such a huge difference. Because obviously you're going to unlock your hips, your back, that affects your knees, your feet, it affects everything. And if you can remember to breathe just a little more deeply when you stand up, you're going to refresh your brain, and you're going to feel so much better. Hey, it even enhances your creativity, so you become
more productive. Oh, that's wonderful. So that's great. So we've got three easy things to do now.
Are you making
notes?
We
can relax our shoulders every hour.
That's right.
Eat natural processed food and drink lots of natural
water. Very important,
And then finally, stand up and move around. Don't sit for too long.
Every 20 minutes
if you can. Everybody can do that, so that's wonderful. And all this is in your book, all about these.
Absolutely. Before we go on, I just want to mention, are you surprised at how simple some of these ideas are?
They are simple, and we know about them, but to be reminded about them.
That's right.
And there's so much information out there on the internet as well, that just to hear three simple things to do every day to improve our lives, to improve ourselves having more successful lives, it's really interesting.
Well, you could argue that, you know, breathing is very simple, and yet we neglect it. We have very shallow breathing. When you breathe normally, naturally, it makes the most incredible difference, the quality of your life, how you feel. So it's like a lot of these ideas. Some of them may seem very simple, but they are powerful and effective. So that's why we're recommending them.
Okay, let's move on now to wealth, to the money side of things. Everybody's interested to know about that. So let's think about three things to do with money that are going to give us a more successful way of living.
Yeah, this is a controversial area because, you know, when you lift the lid on the subject of money, it's strange, but you tend to find that people are a little bit anxious about it. There's a lot of anxiety around money. Most people often feel they just don't have enough. So I wanted to approach this with the benefit of some fabulous advice I've received over the years. And one of the things I learned, which really surprised me a long time ago, is that it's your attitude towards money, that really makes a difference. And it's kind of strange because you may have a conscious approach about money, but the way that your unconscious responds to the whole idea of wealth is incredibly revealing. And it's important for us because it's those unconscious beliefs and behaviors that will impact on how you approach money as a commodity that you might want to have in your life. And it affects the quality of work. It's extraordinary.
So we begin
by looking at the attitude towards money.
Yes, attitude's fantastic. So again, I'm going to come back to one habit that we can adopt every day to improve our attitude with money.
Well, one of the things that I'd recommend is that people develop, and this is purely in subconscious terms, I know, and it's going to sound strange, but if you can learn to develop a personal relationship with money, it's as if you give a kind of a personality, a character to the concept of money that you can relate to in a very, very friendly way. The conscious mind is going, is he completely nuts? But remember, the subconscious is driving the bus. And if you develop these very positive, friendly, accepting relationships with the concept of money, amazing things happen, because what you're really doing is you're reprogramming some of your subconscious reactions to the subject, and that's when results kick in.
So we could say make friends with money would be a great daily habit,
just
to
really
feel friendly about money.
Very important.
Wonderful. Okay, so moving on from attitude, what else do we need to develop in terms of money and success in life?
You must have an idea of where you are. And then you need an idea about where you're going. So I always recommend to people that they do a spot check. It's explained in more detail in the book about how to do a really simple spot check on where you are. It's just like setting up a very simple profit and loss account. And there's nothing like the discipline of a sharp pencil and a piece of paper to put the details down. And then you get an objective overview of where you are. And it helps to give you a sense of a little bit more confidence. More importantly, you start to get a feeling of having more control.
This sounds really fascinating.
It's the starting point.
You're kind of drawing up your own money life plan.
Well, that's what follows next, because once you've assessed where you are, you can begin to perhaps move on to the third element in this question.
Yes.
And that's creating a plan for the future, I mean, using your words, where you can make choices about the things that are going to be important for you in the future. I mean, one of the biggest problems we have is we're so busy living life, dealing with the problems, the challenges, the endless stress. We don't take much time to think about where we want to be in the future. We don't plan. And so this gives us a fantastic opportunity to make some goals, to create a vision for the future, to decide pretty much exactly where we want our life to go. Hey, do you know the great thing about that? Once you've got an assessment of where you are, and once you've got a clear idea about where you want to be in the future, then you can do the absolute best thing of all. You can take action. You can start to move towards those goals. And that's a very important issue. It's about doing something every single day that will bring you closer to those individual personal goals that you've set. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So that's very exciting news. So if we take action every day, we can get closer to our goals.
Well, that's what I encourage, yeah. And it has to be the right action. It's about doing things that are appropriate and congruent with whatever you're trying to achieve. Yeah, that's the way. That's what I've been taught. And I think it works.
And can you give us one habit every day that will help us to take action?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of writing things down. It's like you're making a personal written commitment and you make that pledge to do something, whatever it is. I mean, the list is endless, but you write down what you're going to do. And that becomes part of your plan for moving you closer to your goals. There may be different things to do every day. Maybe it's the same thing, but by taking action and by making that written commitment, you seal the deal. You make a really strong commitment to yourself. You make a promise to do whatever's necessary every single day to take you closer to your goal.
So it's almost like signing a contract with yourself.
It is, very much so. Very powerful thing to do, very powerful.
And that makes you want to and be motivated to take the action necessary.
Yeah, I mean, the research has shown, and I've been put on the receiving end of this many times, where, you know, you make a commitment and by the time you've left the room, the idea has weakened. But if you write it down, you use the right language, you feel as if you are making a real agreement. It's like your word. It's like an oath. It has depth and power, and it's more likely to carry you through to undertake the right actions to bring you closer to your goals. That's the
mission. That makes so much sense. That's really great news. So let's just summarize the three habits then. Make friends with money. That's obviously the really important one.
Absolutely.
The second one is assess your situation and create a life plan, a financial life plan that's going to see you through the future the way you want it to be. Is that right? Or do you want to add something to that?
No, take action.
And then take action, the third one. So write down the activity that you need to do every day to create those goals.
That's just a surefire way of putting power into your commitment. I'm enjoying this. This is fun.
Excellent, excellent. Well, let's move on to number three then, which is the happiness element. We all want to be happy and happier.
Is that why you're smiling?
Yes, absolutely. So can you give us three steps or three plans of action to create more happiness in our life?
I think the list is endless. You know, we both work with people who could be described as perhaps being unhappy. So we understand a great deal of the kind of conditions which affect us as humans and affect our ability to experience happiness. Here's my first. You really have to let go of the past. You really have to let go of the past. Because the more you carry the hurts and the pains and the difficulties of the past, well, the more you tend to project those difficulties into the future. So it becomes a vicious cycle of repetition. Once you let go of the past, once you break that cycle, you're free to move in a whole new direction. It's amazing when you learn how to let go of the past, you create much more space in your life to experience a deeper sense of happiness.
Yes, that makes sense. So it's almost like making peace with the past.
Yes, that's a good way of describing
that's
it.
That's great.
That's really good, yeah. I'm going to make a note of that.
Yes, that's a good daily habit. Okay, and what would be your next plan of action for happiness?
Well, in my experience, happiness is very much a function of feeling that you are making a difference. Now, that's a surprising one, isn't it? If you are making a difference in life, you can derive tremendous satisfaction. I mean, I know people who work very hard to make a difference to others, and I know people not sitting too far away from me who work very hard to make a difference to the lives of animals. If you feel that every day you are making a contribution, you're making a difference to other people's lives, there is an enormous sense of satisfaction that comes from that. And of course, the opposite is that when people are involved in work where they feel they're not really making a difference, it's just harder to sustain the enthusiasm. So it's a strange one. And it's one of a number of issues which I list in the book, but it's one that springs to mind. It's about making a difference.
And that probably brings us back to, on a daily basis, how would that work? So it's how you feel in the present about what you're doing with your life.
Yeah, it's a really good way of expressing it. If you feel that you're really here and now, not just lingering in some version of the past that you drag around you. When you're in the present moment, you get a different kind of contact and relationship with the people around you. But if you wanted to ask me about the third element in generating happiness, you have to learn to give up the roles that you play. Yeah, that's right. People play roles that which they learn from early childhood, these conditioned responses that help them to fit in, help them to feel accepted by the rest of the world. And the moment that you remove the mask, the moment you take away those multiple roles you play just to help you fit in, you discover something wonderful. You get perhaps a glimpse of who you really are beneath all those trappings, those roles that you play in life every single day. They take up a lot of energy. They sap your creativity. And ultimately, it's not being who you are. You know, in some quarters, the expression is you have to be authentic. And it's an attempt to describe how it feels just to be yourself without being completely trapped in the roles you play. Because obviously, those roles...
So be who you are.
Roles, they just distract you from who you really are. Mm-hmm. And that's a very powerful experience for humans. And strangely, this is backed up by a lot of the people I've worked with, when you get a glimpse of that deeper sense of self, it's amazing how much more happiness pops into your life. You are, as I love to say, more available for happiness. So it's a very powerful dynamic in the human condition.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. So just to summarize again, initially we must make peace with the past. Is that
it is essential.
Yes.
You want to move on, you have to let go.
And then we have to feel on a daily basis that we really are making a difference. Is that right?
Yeah, it helps you to feel self-expressed, fulfilled. Life feels so much more worthwhile. It's true, yeah.
And then thirdly, let go of the roles and be who you really are.
Yeah, you don't have to become something different or something else. You don't have to pretend at all. You can be who you are. That's a rush. That's a great experience. It's something I'd love everybody to touch in their lives, because it really is the pathway to an amazing transformation in your capacity for happiness.
So let's go to some habits now. What's the one daily habit that we can do to make peace with the past?
Well, it is an ongoing process. And one of the easiest mechanisms to use if you want to release the past is to meditate. It doesn't have to be anything particularly sophisticated, although I do describe some different methods for using meditation, but it's incredibly helpful to set aside a few minutes every day, maybe before you go to bed at night, maybe when you wake up, where you can consider the past. You can open the drawer to episodes in the past, take a look at episodes that might have caused pain, and make a conscious, deliberate decision to let go, to release them. That's deeply cleansing, very powerful.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Yeah. Great. And what about making a difference? What's a daily habit for making a difference?
You know, it's a brilliant question, because if you can feel just for a moment by breathing, by relaxing your shoulders, just be aware of where you are, what you're doing, get into the moment. You know, this famous expression, being in the now. Once you separate yourself from the past and you feel you're in this present moment, you just see so many opportunities for doing things that can make a difference. You become less self-obsessed. You become aware of people around you. And then you become perhaps aware that you really have the capacity to touch people's lives every hour, every day. You're doing it anyway. But with a little bit of awareness, you think, I'm going to try and make a positive difference to this person. And that can revolutionize the quality of your life.
That sounds wonderful.
And it also changes the lives of people around you too.
Sounds great. And let's get to that last number now, that number three, which is be who you really are. What habit can we acquire on a daily basis to become who we really are?
You're going to love this. One of the reasons we have these roles is because we are so defensive. We are so protective of ourselves. And it shows in our posture. So guess what? If you relax your shoulders, I mean really release them and relax them, breathe a little more deeply, you begin to strip away the layers of protective armor that you've built up to protect your personalities. It's so complex, so unnecessary, so cumbersome, just sucks the joy out of life. So by just relaxing and breathing, calming yourself down, learning how to appreciate that your feelings are not exactly who you are, the things that you've learned to feel, becoming more aware of a feeling and asking yourself, is this how I want to feel? Learning to distinguish between the habits of feelings and your ability to choose how and what you want to feel. That's another platform for the most amazing revolutions in your life.
Okay, so let's summarize these three habits again. We've got meditation.
Yeah.
And for making a difference, how would you like to express that habit?
For making a difference, it's about becoming aware of the moment of where you are, what you're doing, and just become aware of how you're interacting with other people.
So like be being present hostile. In every moment.
Yeah, and,
be
and present, learn, that's a good learn to be a little yeah. bit more positive in the presence of other people.
Yeah, be present and positive in every moment.
That's right.
That sounds great. And then finally, the relaxing and the breathing.
Yeah, that's just an incredible experience because as you take away the physical evidence of the desire to be totally defensive, you start to experience life in a different way. If you change your posture, you change your perception. The world doesn't seem quite as threatening. And if you see it in a different way, perhaps you'll get a sense of this deeper sense of self.
Well, that's
our mission.
That's excellent because now we have 9 daily habits that we can look at and work on and work towards every single day. And what we're going to do is write down those habits so that everybody can remember them and have them at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what's also exciting, I understand there's a free ebook as well, which give us the first 30 habits.
Did you say free?
Yes. I believe so we'll put those details at the end of the
podcast.
That's
fabulous.
Too.
Yeah.
And then there's the 101 habits if everybody would like to get a lot more deeper into it.
Yeah, I think I just want to cap this up by saying that the motivation behind the book was to just share the privileges that we've had in meeting extraordinary people, charismatic individuals who've led extraordinarily successful lives, and we've learned that those principles can be transferred. They're not unique to a particular individual. We can learn them, we can practice them, assimilate them. And the mission was to share them on the broadest possible basis that we could. And that's why I think we've got those first 30 principles for anybody to dip into and take away. And a more complete, comprehensive approach in 101 principles, the 101 habits.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, I think that's wonderful news. We can take away these 9 habits and start them right now, this very moment.
I could talk about this forever. It's such an important subject for me. I love sharing these ideas. And I just want to thank you for giving me a chance to talk about it today. It's been a blast.
Well, thank you so much, Greg. Thank you for giving us all the information. And I'm sure we're going to use it and benefit from it right now.